Chicago on Labor Day, Middle-Class Protesters, Black, and Hispanic Victims. By Warner Todd Houston on September 1, 2025. As Labor Day dawned in the city of Chicago, hundreds of mostly middle-class protesters gathered in the city's downtown to call for socialism and protest President Donald Trump's crackdown on crime. But in other areas, Black and Hispanic citizens continue to face violence and crime. The so-called Workers Over Billionaires March downtown was organized by local socialists, outside groups, labor unions, and the Chicago Teachers Union. And marchers chose the relatively safe downtown section of the Windy City to launch their attacks on President Donald Trump. Wow! Thousands of protesters marching now in the streets of Chicago. Trump is not ready for this pic.twitter.com/G9Bernsra. Ron Smith, at Ronxy's 00, September 1, 2025. Breaking: left-wing protesters in Chicago are flying Mexican flags to protest President Trump lowering the crime rate. It's time to send in the troops. pic.twitter.com/sims47v0ts. The Patriot Oasis, at The Patriot Oasis, September 1, 2025. Over 90% of shooting victims in Chicago are Black or Hispanic. Now here's a whole bunch of white people today in Chicago protesting against President Trump sending in troops to stop the over 90% Black and Hispanic victims from continuing to get shot. pic.twitter.com/gjd9bgcsgg. Not Kenny Rogers, at Not Kenny Rogers, September 1, 2025. Chicago's progressive Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson even spoke at one of the rally points, where he called for city residents to rise up in revolution against the federal government. "This is the city that will defend the country," he prophesied as he urged Chicagoans to violently oppose the president. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is speaking at a Labor Day rally, yelling, "No federal troops in the city of Chicago. We're gonna defend our democracy in the city of Chicago." There were 53 shootings in the city over the weekend. pic.twitter.com/cupc3rj4r. Devory Darkins, at Devory Darkins, September 1, 2025. Johnson preceded his call to arms by signing a week executive order pledging to oppose Trump's plan to bring in troops to quell violence in the city. Calling it the Protecting Chicago Order, Johnson warned the president against any attempts to systematically violate the rights of Chicagoans. But while middle-class, largely white, marchers paraded down the safer streets in Chicago, the residents of some of the more dangerous neighborhoods, such as the South and West Sides, where Black and Hispanic citizens live, continue to suffer very different experiences. The same weekend that socialists and union members were railing about billionaires, and as they are led by billionaire Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker, the rest of the city suffered 53 people shot and 5 dead over the Labor Day weekend. The contradictions between the safe marchers downtown and the rampant crime in the nearby neighborhoods are stark, indeed. Parents, kids, and spectators were forced to drop to the ground when shots rang out at a youth football game. Breaking: video of middle school children playing soccer in Chicago being forced to drop to the ground and flee as a shootout erupted near the field is going viral. Chicago, you don't have to live like this. pic.twitter.com/tuck2qnjbht. Right Angle News Network, at Right Angle News, September 1, 2025. Christian Maxwell, who is running for Congress, blasted the white women who are protesting in the safer areas of the city and dared them to come to communities such as Woodlawn. Yuppie white Lincoln Park Chicago leftists say the National Guard isn't needed and that we don't need help on the South Side. Here's my response. People deserve to be safe. pic.twitter.com/qt7nj0by6j8. Christian Maxwell, the historic Yale candidate, at the Motbun, August 30, 2025. Some Black voters are finally starting to get fed up with the massive failures forced on them by Mayor Johnson and Governor Pritzker, and they are trying to fight back. Epic. The media told us only white people support Trump. Boy, are they wrong. This message is for it real, Donald Trump. I'm so proud of you. You're going hard, man. This is the first time I've paid attention to what's going on, and I'm impressed. Hit that RP button so Trump sees this pic.twitter.com/RockZWTG. At Chicago 1 Ray, at Chicago 1 Ray, August 28, 2025. Dear Black Democrats of Chicago. We have time today. Don't come at us about our political views when you've been voting blue no matter who for 40 plus years, while our communities have only gotten worse. This Labor Day weekend alone, 50 plus shot, 7 killed, including 3 mass shootings. pic.twitter.com/m224knvpsr. Chicago flips red, at Flip Chicago Red, September 1, 2025. These Chicago citizens give me hope for Chicago. pic.twitter.com/j2vtgsd6u. The disrespected trucker, at disrespected the, August 29, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.